sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
What's good, good people? How y'all doing today? It's Monday, and this past weekend, oh my goodness, this past weekend, the WNBA, phenomenal. Oh, I'm so happy about the WNBA season right now. Like, this is a lot of fun. This is great basketball being played, and I can't wait to talk about it. But first and foremost, welcome to Shooting Lights Out on this Monday evening, or afternoon, whichever way you want to look at it. June 24, 2024, man, I am here. Did y'all notice something? If you did, that's because I changed where my mic was at. Instead of being above me, I got it to the side. So where, hey, I'm going to try this out, see how this works. You know, I want to try something different. Thank you for watching us. We are live on YouTube. We are live on the Playmakers Bar Facebook page. We are live on the Playmakers Bar Twitter page. We are live on my LinkedIn page. So whatever you're listening, hit join the chat. Let me know what you're watching, which app you're using, and let me know what's going on. Hope y'all had a great weekend. I enjoyed my weekend, if you can't tell. But we got to do a show. And by the way, I might be having some news coming up in a couple of weeks, something that has not been done since I've been doing podcasting. So I'm looking forward to that, see how that shakes out. But so just be on the lookout for some news to break either on our website, theplaymakersblog.com website, where you, all our podcasts is on there. You can do that. You can check out all the articles that I wrote over the weekend. I wrote like four articles covering the WNBA over the weekend and the Olympics as well. So you can check those out. But without further ado, let's get to your news and notes because it's time for Around the Hardwood. All right, to begin Around the Hardwood, the Pistons introduced Tajin Lindon and ready for a fresh start. Basically, they introduced the new president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons, Tajin Lindon, who is now overseeing the basketball operation. And he has not put no timetable on finding a new coach and is focusing on rebuilding, okay? This article was given to ESPN by Associated Press. Those of you who are new to the show, most of my Around the Hood segments comes from articles from ESPN. You might find some at times coming from CBS Sports, maybe Fox Sports, whatever the case may be. But majority of the articles come from ESPN. So it says in the article that Detroit Pistons owner Tom Greer seems sure about that is the final. Yeah, he has found the right person to lead the franchise, not only in the basketball operation, but as a CEO. So he's feeling good about Tajin Lindon as his president slash CEO over the franchise, saying, quote, after assessing everything, I really felt the best choice for the organization was a fresh start. Our mistakes in the past have nothing to do with just one person. We needed a fresh start, and we needed Tajin to lead with a fresh start. Close quote. How many fresh starts do you need if you're Detroit? Like, y'all been down in the bottom of the barrel for like, we'll be talking 8, maybe 10 years now. Like, when was the last time Detroit was relevant in the NBA? When was the last time Detroit was relevant in the NBA? Hopefully, this is a turning point for the Detroit Pistons, because I mean, y'all went from being a team to be reckoned with in the early 2000s when you had Chauncey Billups, Rick Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, to you have Cade Cunningham has not been what we hope he would be yet, and probably because they haven't found the right coach for him yet. Jaden Ivey, what is y'all doing with him? He was coming out of Purdue as a real potential talent in the NBA. What have you done with him? Okay. You got guys that can play the game. But whatever the case may be in Detroit, for whatever reason, maybe they flip because the Detroit Lions has risen up and they started playing good and the Detroit Pistons went down here. I don't know. Because when the Lions won nothing in the NFL, it was about the Detroit Pistons. Now the Lions are something to deal with in the NFL. All of a sudden, the Detroit Pistons is ain't nothing to talk about when it comes to Detroit Pistons. Maybe they flip-flop. I don't know. Maybe it's their time to just be down at the bottom until they figure out to come up and Detroit Lions go down. I don't know. Why can't both teams be good at the same time? That is my question. The Detroit Lions is doing their thing under Dan Campbell in the NFL. Can we get the Detroit Pistons to come back up, please? For the NBA. Please. Whatever the case may be, y'all find it and figure it out because that don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense how Detroit is right now. All right. Next article of news. Raptors Scottie Barnes to sign Mets rookie extension. This is by the great Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Everybody knows who this is. If you don't know, that is the main man when it comes to NBA news. And Mr. Wojnarowski wrote in his article that Toronto's Raptors all-star guard Scottie Barnes intends to sign a five-year maximum rookie extension that could be worth as much as $270 million. That deal will be the richest deal in Raptors history, which also guarantees Barnes $225 million. And then with that deal, that will escalate to the super maximum. Should Mr. Barnes make an all-NBA team, an all-defensive team, or even earn MVP honors? So this deal is a rich deal for one Scottie Barnes. And I got to say, he is currently the face of the Toronto Raptors. You know, it was DeMar DeRozan. He's down in Chicago. Okay, it was Pascal Siakam. He's in Indiana. So the face of the franchise going forward is Scottie Barnes from Florida State University. And yes, those of you know me, I threw up in my mouth a bit by saying those words of FSU. Okay, but good for Scottie Barnes. Scottie Barnes is doing his thing. Scottie Barnes is the Scottie Barnes became the first Raptor and first Raptor player with 1,000 points, 75 steals, and 75 blocks in a season since Chris Bosh back in 2004-2005. So, like I said, Scottie Barnes is the face of that franchise now. He's doing his thing. He earned the money. Get paid. Now you got to elevate. When you sign money like that, we talking 270. Or in this case, if we want to talk about guarantee, we're talking 225 guaranteed. Expectations come up. Expectations rises now. So now, you got to do something with it, Scottie Barnes. My man, Cool McCain's in the chat. I'll be joining him in about 2 hours and 20 minutes from now for Monarchs of Wrestling. We're at Play Carter's YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe to that. 6:30 p.m. Me and Cool McCain, Monarchs of Wrestling. Oh, it's a lot to talk about. Ooh, it's a lot to talk about. All right. Now, let's go to article number 3 around the NBA, around the hardwood. The Cleveland Cavaliers have hired Kenny Atkinson as their next head coach. The Cleveland Cavaliers are hiring Golden State assistant Kenny Atkinson as the franchise next head coach, ESPN told sources told ESPN Monday. The Cavs have started working on a contract and deal is expected to be reached soon, sources says. Now, thankfully, Kenny Atkinson gets another chance because what happened to him in Brooklyn was very unfair. And yes, I'm looking at you, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Even though Kyrie Irving is coming off a finals appearance, I'm still looking at you when it comes to Kenny Atkinson because he should have had a fair chance with the Brooklyn Nets, but you and Kevin Durant felt some type of way. Now that we have that, I want to see what he does. Because the Cleveland Cavaliers have came out and said they are willing to do anything and everything they need to do to keep Donovan Mitchell. They want to keep Evan Mobley. Darius Garland they want to keep. Jared Allen they want to keep, but Jared Allen might be the big question on this one because Donovan Mitchell has come out and said he doesn't want to play without Jared Allen on the court in the Cavaliers uniform. So Jared Allen is the big piece into this offseason for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You got your head coach now. You got your head coach and whatnot. But let's see if you can keep Jared Allen, if you keep the core together, let's see what they look like under a new head coach. It didn't work with J.D. Bickerstaff for whatever reason. In the 2 years that you had Donovan Mitchell with J.D. Bickerstaff, it didn't work. Now you got Kenny Atkinson. And plus, you got Curtis Novick, who played on Kenny Atkinson when he was in Brooklyn. So, and Jared Allen, by the way, as well. So you have Jared Allen and Caris LeVert, who both know the style that Kenny Atkinson is going to coach and what style he wants to play. So that could be beneficial if you keep Jared Allen along with Chris LeVert to help bring in Donovan Mitchell, see how he can infiltrate into the Kenny Atkinson system. Also with Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. So it's a good pick. Right now, I say it's a good pickup. Now, can you keep the pieces around and let Kenny Atkinson install his system into the franchise and see what you do from there? All right. So, like Kenny Atkinson getting another chance, he deserved it. From there, we head to Dallas. Because the GM says Warrior, Luka, rest of Mavs must improve, but team's core sets. So the Dallas Mavericks GM, Nickel Harrison, said he plans for the team's rotation to return intact next season and has issued a challenge for everybody to, quote, everybody to come back 10 to 15% better, close quote. That includes superstar Luka Doncic and the MVP finalist, who I do believe he called him out for defense. That's improved on the defensive end. Okay, we know what you're going to get on the offensive end. Can't be put on the defensive end. Harrison goes on to say, quote, we're not where we are at without Luka. I think that's important to point out. And we also want to be able to get where we want to go without having the best version of Luka. If you look at a guy who after game three had the world on his neck, the scrutiny, which was crazy, the amount of scrutiny that he had to face for him to focus in and do what he did in game four. I just think it just shows character of him. He's willing to fight through the adversity, and I think he's going to continue to get better, close quote. Now, what happened to the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals was that they ran into the best team in the NBA, in the Boston Celtics. It's great that you have Luka. It's great that you had Kyrie. But you are dealing with the well-oiled machine led by Jaylen Brown, who was the finals MVP, and Jason Tatum, with Jrue Holiday being a defensive guard that he is, along with Derrick Wright, who are both two-way guards who can play the hell out of a defense. Then you have the unicorn and Kristaps Porzingis, who in game one put it on the Dallas Mavericks and set that series the way that it went. And then Al Horford, He can play it inside. He can play on the outside. You had, at any given point when you're playing the Boston Celtics, five guys that can step outside and shoot the three, or you can go inside and handle business in the interior. Hey, only Luka and Kyrie can do so much, even though Kyrie struggled. And for some reason, he struggled against Boston. There's something about Boston that makes Kyrie struggle, okay? You got to find a way to get over that, especially in the city of Boston, by the way. But you're talking about a fifth seed in the Dallas Mavericks who made it to the NBA Finals. You took out the fourth seed Clippers because Kawhi Leonard can't stay healthy. And this is not what I'm saying. What I say is this is not a knock on Dallas. It's just it is what it is when it comes to the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi Leonard can't be healthy during the postseason. You took out the top seed and a surprising top seed in the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then you took out Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And matter of fact, you did that in five, by the way. Matter of fact, you took the Clippers out in six. You took out the Thunder in six. You took out the Minnesota Timberwolves in five. You just ran into the best team in the league, in the Boston Celtics. Nothing to shame your head on. The NBA Finals loss is going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's going to hurt forever because it was a championship on the line. We get that. But we are not going to look at Luka and Kyrie like, man, y'all failed. I'm not looking at them like that. Y'all went against the best team. The best team won. I can't be mad at it. Luka showed up. Kyrie had his games. But, hey, it is what it is. So I don't know. Oh, here we go. I should have known Cool McCain was going to say that as soon as I brought up Kawhi Leonard. Cool McCain says, but they put him on the Olympics team. Shake my head. Yes, Kawhi Leonard is on the Olympic team. In matter of fact, he's the 12th member of the Olympic team, which means he probably going to get the less minutes out of everybody on the Olympic team. But it's probably going to be fine by him. He just gets to experience the fact that wearing a USA jersey in the Olympics and do whatever needs to be done to win freaking gold. That's next month. I'm not going to hop on Olympus right now. You know, I got one Olympic news coming up, but I'm not going to hop on Olympus right now. That's next month. We'll dive into that next month when I have Cole Johnson and the Queen of Who's Megan Price join me to our Olympic coverage, and y'all don't want to miss that. We're gonna give you men's 5-on-5, women's 5-on-5, and then whenever we can, we're going to mix in the 3-on-3 for both men and women because I have all that set ready to go. So, yes, I am prepared for the Olympics, just to let y'all know. I can't wait for the Olympics. All right, speaking of the champs, they had their parade over the weekend, Friday, saluting their record-breaking 18th parade, most by any team in the NBA history, breaking the top of the Los Angeles Lakers. So shout out to them. By the way, Jaylen Brown, Finals MVP, messed around having too much fun and lost the pinky ring. He has put out a statement on social media. If anybody can find his ring, return it to him for a cash reward. So anybody in Boston, if you listen to me, if you're hearing me in Boston, if you find a ring that belongs to Jaylen Brown, return it to him, please and kindly. And he's going to reward you with some money. Everybody loves money, right? So if you find it, if you're in Boston, return it to Jaylen Brown and get your money. But shout out to the Boston Celtics winning championship number 18. Speaking of that Olympic loser that I had for you, L.A. Sparks forward Erika Hamby is going to replace fellow teammate and rookie Cameron Brick on the USA's 3x3 team for Paris. As we know, unfortunately, Cameron Brick suffered a torn ACL earlier last week against the Kinetic Sun, and devastating as that was for the Sparks, probably just as equal devastating to her because her dream of representing Team USA for Paris Olympics was also dashed in that injury. We continue to pray for a safe and healthy recovery for Cameron Brick, and that she will get healthy and better, and then she can take this time to get better until 2028 when the Olympics are right here in the good country of the United States. And it'll be held out in Los Angeles where the LA Sparks are playing it. So, but good move by the committee. Good move. I'm happy with this move. If you're going to replace Cameron Brick, Erika Hamby is the proper replacement for her. Same on the same team, both playing the inside. So now we can do that. And by the way, the women's 3x3 team is defending their gold medal that they won in Tokyo in 2021. So it's going to be interesting to see how she does. Speaking of injuries, Ryan Howard is out indefinitely. Those of you who missed Friday's show, she's out indefinitely. We're going to keep track of her week by week. And if Cool McCain, since my boy is a Dreams fan, if he can help me out with that, so we can know if we will have Ryan Howard for the Olympics next month or that we need to find a replacement. And if we do need a replacement for Ryan Howard, same thing with what the committee just did with Erika Hamby and Cameron Brick. We can do the same thing. If Ryan Howard can't go, Alicia Gray is a proper replacement for Ryan Howard. Just saying. But healthy and safe recoveries for both Cameron Brick and Ryan Howard to see if they can see if Ryan Howard can play the Olympics. If not, I would not be mad at replacing her with Alicia Gray on the 3x3 team. All right. Now, my one WBA news I want to get to. I hope y'all been voting. I've been voting almost every single day, okay? And the early returns on the vote of the All-Star is pretty interesting. AJ Wilson, number one. Caitlin Clark, number two. Aaliyah Boston, three. Breonna Stewart, four. Awike Ogunbowale, five. Sabrina Nescu 6, Injury 7, Kelsey Plum 8, Nafisha Collier 9, and Erica Hamby rounds out the top 10 of the Audrey Room. We still have today to the 29th to vote for the All-Stars. All right. Now, just for safekeeping, just to let y'all know, AJ Wilson, Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, Kelsey Plum, Nafisha Collier, and Nafisha Collier, those five, they are already going to be part of All-Star Weekend because they are on Team USA. And those of you who don't know, it will be Team USA versus the WNBA All-Stars, all right? And the way the voting has been going right now, it looks like we're going to have Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, Arike Ogunbowale, Angel Reese, and Erica Hamby being on Team WNBA. That's going to be fun to see, especially after what took place this weekend between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That's to throw that out there. You know? It's going to be fun to see the two rookies get to their All-Star in their rookie year, and they got to go against Team USA. Because Team USA is stacked. I know a lot of y'all is still crying about the fact that Caitlin Clark should be on Team USA. Now, after what happened this weekend, there's not only Caitlin Clark being cried about not making the Olympic team. Now people are crying about Caitlin Clark and Andrew Reese not making the Olympic team. What has happened? What has happened? People are now clamoring for both of them to be a part of the Olympic team. But ladies and gentlemen, be patient, all right? If you see the squad that we got, just be patient. That's a hell of a squad. We're trying to win an 8 straight goal here. I get it. Marketing ability. You put one of the most famous, most notable faces on the Olympic team, even though she probably won't get what, two to three minutes of playing time, because actually probably get more than that because we've been blowing people out. But nevertheless, I get it. You want to see your favorite players and all that good stuff. But the goal in the Olympics is to be winning gold, okay? We want to win gold. It is the Olympics. We want to get this opportunity every 4 years. Now, the women's has been dominating. They have won 7 straight gold. I get it. I understand. But every 4 years, you want to make sure you put the best team out there to get gold. And by the way, what I notice about what the women do outside of the men, and I don't think nobody has said this. I haven't heard nobody say this, so I'm not going to say I don't think anybody. I haven't heard anybody say this. For the women's side, when they choose their team for the Olympics, it depends on who the head coach is. I really had to think about that. I have never thought about that part until like about last week, and I really thought about it. I said, wait a minute. You know, most of the UConn players played in the Olympics because Gina was the coach of the Olympic team. Gina was the head coach of the Olympic team. So, and going by the head coach, when you had Don Staley 3 years ago, because of COVID, it didn't happen 4 years, it happened 3 years ago. Don Staley had her team that was built for her and how she wants to coach. This year, we have Cheryl Reeves, who is a defensive-minded coach. She likes a team that can play defense. So when you think about that way, okay, you got AJ Wilson, you got Brittany Griner, you got Breonna Stewart, you got three bigs inside that play defense and block shots. Okay. Now you got Jackie Young, who can D. Jackie Young can D up. Okay. Jewel Lloyd can D up too, but she's more known for scoring. But G Lloyd can get it done on the defensive end as well. All right. So it depends on who the head coach is, because it made me think about it. If Lisa Bluhner was the head coach of the Olympic team, Caitlin Clark would have been on the team. No questions asked. Because so that's why Nafisha Collier, even though she deserves to be on the team, Nafisha Collier gets in because Cheryl Reeves is her head coach. Cheryl Reeves coaches the Minnesota Lynx. So you already know the blessed pair on that team is getting in. So Nafisha Collier gets in on the USA team. Well deserved, by the way. Don't get it twisted. Do not twist this around. She is deserving to be on Team USA, especially after the year she is having right now and the amount of people she's busting right now. She deserves to be on there. But just think about it. Think who the head coach is. What type of head coach is this person? And does the people that you want to see fit that style? That's why we got the team that we got. On the men's side, it's just pretty much, hey, if the superstars want to join, come on down. We got you covered. That's pretty much it for the men's side. Whoever want to play, come play. Because they some of their damn Avengers after what happened in the FIBA World Cup when we took, matter of fact, we didn't even medal. We got beat by Germany in the semifinals, and then Canada beat us for bronze. So on the men's side, they do it differently than the ladies. The ladies go through training camp. They go through this for like 3 years, okay? Training camp, all types of stuff. Who's going to be the coach? What kind of team she's looking for? And we go from there. Who fits that style? Who's been in camp and fits the style that the coach is looking for? That's pretty much how they do it on the women's side. I have no problem with that. But I just want to just throw that in there so y'all would know and see how things are going, all right? So with that being said, that would do it for Around the Hardwood. And then when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dive into the weekend that was in the WNBA, and it was a fantastic weekend in the W. We'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kids from the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is, sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, go yourself again.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube, and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT, don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on site. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go. Yeah!
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting the Lights on this beautiful Monday here. Before I continue on, just want to let you know that Fanatics with Liz and Paramount Plus are sponsors of Shooting the Lights Out and the Playmakers Blog Sports Network. You know, for all my sports fans out there, you're watching because you love sports, you love basketball, because that's what I talk about. So, my Boston Celtics fan, you can get your championship gear with Fanatics or Liz. And the thing is about Liz right now, Liz is doing free shipping, free U.S. shipping on orders over $24, okay? We're talking LIDS24. That is the promo code you need to shop at Liz to get free shipping on your orders. That's over $24. And those who are baseball fans, they already have the All-Star hats ready for it to be ordered. So if you also want to get that, you can get those two on Liz, all right? So get your gear, get your hats, get your beanie, whatever the case may be with Liz. Or if you want to get a fish license, everything, go with Fanatics, all right? Now, with that being said, let's dive into the weekend that was in the WNBA. Because, my goodness, what a weekend it was. It was a weekend. I can tell you that much. A glorious weekend, all right? And we're going to begin on Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Friday, we had two games on the docket. The Fever were in the ATL to take on the Dream. Sorry, Cooper McCain. And we had the Sun take on the Aces in a great anticipated matchup. First up, down in ATL, the Atlanta Dream hosted the Indiana Fever. And with the injuries that's happening to the Dream, Indiana took advantage of it, 91-79. Nothing to much to say about that, you know. Caitlin Clark had a good game, 16.77 downs with four rebounds. You know, Nyjah Smith, 21 points with nine boards. Alea Boston with the 10-10. Still what they needed to do to get the dub, you know. Tina Charles with 24 points and seven boards. Alicia Gray with 19. Haley Jones with 12 points. I'm happy Haley's scoring more. Maybe she's scoring more because they don't have Ryan Howard right now. But I do like the fact that she's scoring more. It's just something. It's not clicking down in ATL right now. And Indiana, they are rolling. That was on Friday. In game two on Friday night, we had the Las Vegas Aces, the two-time back-to-back defending champions, put one on the Kinetic Sun, giving the Suns their second loss of the season. Can't be mad at it. Asia Wilson continued to be the front runner for MVP with 26 points and 16 boards. Kelsey Plum at 18, you know. And the big two, you know, DeJuan Obama and Alisa Thomas, they struggled. Combined 4 for 16 from the field, a combined 12 points and 8 boards, 8 assists as well, because at least Thomas had 7 of them. Those who struggled. Breonna Jones showed up, 18.7 boards, but man, I just told you, but the Aces can lock up when they want to. As you can see, man, held the Suns down to 74 points. That's hard to do. When you have DeJuan Obama, Alicia Thomas, and Breonna Jones, who can go for 20 each. That's 60 together. Not Friday night. Shout out to the Aces. That was Friday. Saturday, we had three games, though. Wings were in the D.C. area. The Sparks were in New York. And the Mercury were in the Twin City. Beginning at the D.C. area, Washington, D.C., where the Washington Mystic hosted the Dallas Wings. And shout out to the Queen of Hoops, like I said earlier, but her team just... they can't buy a win right now. The Dallas Wings have lost, what is it, 10 straight on this one? 97-69 in a blowout. I don't even know what to say, man. I really don't. You see the stats. You see the numbers here. I'm not even going to dive into it. Just move on to the next game. Because game two was in the Barclays Center where the New York Liberty versus hosted the LA Sparks. Those of you who are new to the show, I am a New York Liberty fan. For the WNBA, if you ask me about the NBA, I'm an Orlando Magic fan. Just to make sure we keep our audience up to date on who team I root for. I root for the New York Liberty. 98-88, good win for the Liberty. Matter of fact, that 14-3 record is the best start in franchise history. And we're going all the way back to 28 years when the Liberty was one of the first original teams to be a part of the WNBA back in the 90s. For that to finally be the best start in franchise history, that's a good thing to know. Very good thing to know. But, you know, my girl's in the business, you know. Brianna Stewart with 33 points, 7 boards. Sabrina Nelska with 24 and 9. And I do believe I do believe Stewie had about 5-6 blocks because she was blocking everything. She even had a chase down block. I'm like, Stewie on the day. I was enjoying this side of it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was enjoying every bit of it. Now, obviously, the LA Spurs don't have Cameron Britt, so other people had to step up. You know, DeRica Handy, 20 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. Can you be mad at that? That girl's doing her thing. Kia Nurse with 12 points. You know, with Kenna Jackson struggled, 7 points, 3-for-9 from the field, missed both of 3 points. I think Rekia is still trying to adjust and figure out the game because I have seen games where Rekia goes for 20. I've seen games where she goes in a high teen, you know, 18, 17 points. It's just she needs to find the consistency and do what she had did and when she was at Tennessee, because she was a walking bucket at Tennessee. Just a walking bucket. If she can translate that into the WNBA, that is possible to have something going on in the future. But for right now, still a learning curve for Rekia Jackson. So hopefully she'll get it together with the Olympic break coming up in about a month. She'll be able to sit back and relax, figure some things out, and keep it moving. And then to the Twin City in Minnesota, because the Lynx hosted the Mercury, and the Mercury was coming off a big win over my Liberty on Tuesday when they were a high epic game. When the Liberty and the Mercury set a WNBA record for a combined threes, when they combined for 33 threes made, like in a very high scoring game, I think the Mercury won 99-93. It was a high scoring game, but they was taking that momentum to the Minnesota, and Minnesota was not having it. I told you, Coach Reeves is a defensive minded coach. Look at that. Mercury scored 15 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, 16 in the third quarter, and 19. They ain't had one quarter when they hit over 20 points in this game. We're talking about the Phoenix Mercury. Diana Taurasi, Kalia Copper, Brittany Griner, Natasha Cloud. They couldn't score 20 in a quarter. Now, the head coach for the Minnesota Lynx put her defensive prowess in this game. And you wanna know why the team USA is built the way it's built, right? Look at that. Y'all not scoring on us. I refuse to let y'all score on us in our own building. That defense is ridiculous. That's some defense. 60 points is all you allowed in the whole 40 minutes. 40 minutes of gameplay, and the Mercury on the score 60 points. Think about that. Nafisha Kari, 23-14. What more do I need to say? What more do I need to say on that? Nafisha Kari, 23-14. Kelly McBride didn't even have a good game. She only had 9 points. And she's a 3-point shooter. Because when she's hot, you better count your L. Because if she's hot from 3-point range, that's a good 18 right there by herself from 3-point land. They ain't even need her. Okay, Williams gave you 12 and 9. You got 14 from Smith with 5 dimes. So I don't know what to tell you. Look at the Mercury. Clear Copper, 4 points. 4 points. We're talking about one of the top 5 scorers in the WNBA this year. Maybe top 3. I know Asia Wilson is 1 and Arike Gumarale is 2. I think Kalia Copper might be 3. I got to look at my numbers. I got to look at my numbers. But 4 points for Kalia Copper? 4? Dude. Look, things happen. Some tough things happen. Brittany Griner, 10 points, 7 boards. Cloud, 14 points. DT, who is most as everybody go, only 7 points. The defensive prowess of the Minnesota Lynx was on display. Was literally on display. The only person to score in the 20s was Nafisha Kari, and she plays for the Lynx. She just plays for the Lynx. Yeah, Phoenix on the game of 73, but it don't matter when you only score 60 points in 40 minutes. 60 points in 40 minutes, man. And they ain't scored 20 in not one quarter. They cool. Look at it. The Mercury could not score 20 in a single quarter. on Saturday, a single quarter. They couldn't reach 20 in a quarter. Like, bro, that's some defense right there. That is some defense. And then we get to Sunday, and Sunday was a day to remember. Liberty went down to ATL to take on a Dream. The Wings and the Mystics ran it back in the D.C. area. Suns and Storm got together, and then the Fever in the Sky. Now, Koo want to have jokes. You want to have jokes already. See, I'm already got to deal with you in 2 hours. So you want to go ahead and get your jokes in now. I see what you're doing. All right. Going off of a back-to-back, we had the my Liberty had to go down to the ATL, take on a Dream, and yeah. I know you meant to say we miss Ryan. Y'all definitely do, because, yeah, 96-75 dub for my New York Liberty. Continue that great start to the season, 15-3 on the season. And Sabrina and Escrew, 26 points, 11 dimes. 9-for-19 from the field, 4-for-9 from 3. Did her thing. JJ, John Crud Jones, 15 points, 11 boys. Stewie with 7, 8-6. And another good thing is Courtney Vandersloot was back on the sideline for the New York Liberty. Oh, we missed her. We kept it rolling, though. We kept it rolling, you know. But it's good to see Courtney Vandersloot back with the team. And our thoughts and prayers are with you and the family. You know, this is a difficult time for you. It's not easy to lose a loved one, but these things happen. And our thoughts and prayers are with you, Courtney. And it's great to see you back with the team, ready to go. Hoping Belijah Nane is recovering well as well, because she's been out for like the last 3 games. So I hope she's recovering well. But even without Belijah Nane Hamilton and Courtney Vandersloot, we just keep on rolling. I love what we're doing, man. I love what we're doing. And, you know. The Dream, they got injuries, man. They got injuries, and there's nothing else I can say about that. Game 2, we're going to run it back in the D.C. air with the Wings and the Mystics, and I think that losing streak for the Wings has went up to 11. If you are Dallas Wing fans, I feel sorry for you guys. I feel bad. Now, the guy that's in the chat, he's going to say, good. He's enjoying it. I know him very well. But the Dallas Wings, man. I think there's 11 straight losses for y'all. Like, this is bad. And the Mystics have went from having 0 wins from the first month of the year and to 4 wins and above the Dallas Wings now. I think the Dallas Wings are literally sitting at the bottom of the barrel in the WNBA standings at 3-13. Because the Washington Mystics got 2 back-to-back wins over the Dallas Wings. They jumped into 4-13. It's difficult. It's difficult down in the D. It's very difficult right now. Orike Gumawale, 26 points. Natasha Howard, 26 points. It just doesn't matter. The Mystics have balanced scoring. You got 12 from Haynes Allen, 18 for Doso. We got Samuelson with 13, Aria Atkins with 12, balanced scoring, and that's all that happened. And that's all that happened. Yep. And cool. You are right. Yep. That first dub for the Mystics came in the ATL, by the way. It wasn't even in DC. It was in Atlanta, out of all places. It started there, and they have been finding ways to win. But Dallas is, I don't know what to say about Dallas. Dallas is, they're struggling. Man, they are struggling. Speaking of struggling, what is going on with the Kinetic Sun? Back-to-back losses to the Aces and now to the Storm? 72-61. And then you came out, you held them to 8 points in the opening quarter. Connecticut, you held the Storm to 8 points in the open quarter. And then from there, it was a storm came. That's all I'm going to put it. After the first quarter, a storm came. 26-17 in the second quarter, 21-17 in the third. And just for the record's sake, 17-13 in the fourth quarter. Like, what happened? DeJuan Bond with 9 points, 9 boards. Alicia Thompson, 14 points, 14 boards. Breonna Jones, 14 points. Harris gave you 10. But the Storm, all five starters in double figures. Led by the Gold Mamba. I got that from Coop McCain. Jrue Lloyd with 16 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith, Nereke Ogumike, both scoring 13. Hostess gave you 10. You know, Matt Nebron gave you 11. Just a storm came after that first quarter. I don't know. A storm came. Told you he got the Joes. He knows exactly what I mean. They're called the storm. The storm showed up in the second quarter from that point forward. So, but hey, the Kinetic Sun dropped two straight. Not a good thing. The Aces and the Storm. And then your first loss came to the Liberty. So when the competition rises up, the Kinetic Sun is struggling. It's going to be interesting to watch going forward after the Olympic break, because that's going to be interesting. When you go against competition, then the Suns have not been on the right side of these games, all right? They have not been. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, the game of the weekend. Round three, Chicago, Illinois. The Indiana Fever led by Caitlin Clark taking on the Chicago Sky led by Angel Reese. Now, the Indiana Fever hold a 2-1 edge over the Chicago Sky. A lot is riding on this game. Currently, before this game started, the Fever was in the eighth spot. And right below them at the ninth spot with the Chicago Sky, we also have the most anticipated Rookie of the Year race between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That was also something to be looking forward to in this game and to see what happens. And those of you who caught the article that I wrote about that game, about this game going into it, is the rookie on the line? Is the Rookie of the Year on the line in this game? You know, some of you agree that it is, because Caitlin Clark is up 2-0 on Angel Reese at the moment in time. And we had to see what happens down in Chi-Town for game three. And Angel Reese game, plain and simple. Angel Reese game. I don't care how y'all look at it. I don't care how you just set the game. If you watch the game like I did, this is the Angel Reese game, plain and simple. All right. Now, before I dive into injuries, let's start on the Indiana side. All right. Indiana did very well. You know, they played very good. Lavisha Smith got you 12. Aaliyah Boston got you 18-76. Kelsey Mitchell, 24 points. Kelsey Mitchell is a bucket. Okay. For whatever reason, when Indiana needs it the most, she's the one scoring. I don't know what it is. But when Indiana needs it, she's the one scoring. And it's great to see her score like that. Caitlin Clark doing her thing, 17 points, 13 assists, you know. Assist board, and she was diming the breaks off of Chicago for the first three quarters. Let's call it what it is, okay? For the first three quarters, she was diming the breaks off them. All her assists was in the first three quarters. Well, I say that because she only scored 6 points. She grabbed one rebound. And zero assists in the fourth quarter. By the way, she helped you get a 15-point lead in the third quarter, by the way, if I remember correctly. Let's go back. Let's go back here. Let's see. You know, it was a one-point game in favor of the Indiana Fever going to halftime. They built a 15-point lead in the third quarter. Chicago cut it down to 8 by the end of the quarter. And it started with Angel Reese. But you build a 15-point lead. And Caitlin Clark was killing it. Her and Cool, I know you're watching. So this is your moment to come in the chat and pat yourself on the back. Because not only Cool McCain, myself, and Cole Johnson have been telling y'all, let Caitlin Clark and Leah Boston work on that 1-2 punch, and it's going to be deadly. That's how they got. That's how they was winning the game. The two-man game between Caitlin Clark and Leah Boston was unstoppable. It was on display, and I'm like, good Lord, if this keeps up and they really get that rhythm together, it's going to be a problem in the WNBA. Because you have a rookie of the year in Aleah Boston, who is a force to be reckoned with. And then everybody knows about Kayla Clark, because she's been practically famous since 2 years ago in college when she actually defeated Aleah Boston and the South Carolina Gamecocks in the Final Four before she ran up to Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers in the national championship game. So you have your guard and big man to play off each other. Kobe and Shaq, anybody? Penny and Shaq, Parker and Tim Duncan, Manager Nobley and Tim Duncan. I mean, we're talking about guards and big men, all right? When you have that 1-2 punch like that, you use that to a team says enough is enough. But they didn't do that in the fourth quarter. And before you know it, Angel Reese was climbing herself and the Chicago Sky back into this game to a point where 25-16 leads to a W at home. Carmella Cardoza also had a double-double with 16-10. It was a good performance by her. She did good. She did very well. Kennedy Carter, 23 points with $5. Kennedy Carter, I'm just going to say this. Some of y'all might not like it. Most of y'all might not like it, but I'm going to say it. Watching Kennedy Carter play, she reminds me of Allen Iverson. Because when she gets the ball, you ain't stopping her first step. Like, she's blowing past anybody. And she's not afraid to go into the hole and take the bump. Like, she reminds me of Allen Iverson. And then when she wants to pull up and hit, she can do it. Like, I'm like, she plays like Allen Iverson. Like, this is crazy. But this is me. I don't know about y'all, but Candy Carter reminds me of Allen Iverson watching her play. All right? But like I said, the story of this game is Angel Reese, all right? The second ever rookie in WNBA history to record a 25-15 game. The only other rookie to ever done that in WNBA, quite frankly, is pretty much the front runner for MVP, AJ Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. And by the way, speaking of that 25-16 performance by Angel Reese, that is an 8-straight double-double, which is the most by a rookie in WNBA history. I came into this game saying Angel Reese was the front runner to me by a slim margin, because when you think about it, she's doing it with double doubles, but Caitlin Clark does have two games on her. With that performance, she has a firm grip right now. Anything can change, because we still got next month to get through for the Olympic break. Then we got August before we get to the playoffs in September. But for right now, Angel Reese has a firm grip on that Rookie of the Year award right now. As we sit here today, June 24th, 2024, Angel Reese has a firm grip with that performance she put on yesterday. Matter of fact, that game was the final game of the weekend, by the way. And what a way for that game to go out. What a way for the WNBA to go out in the weekend with that game, that performance by Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark did her things. Now, speaking of Caitlin Clark, I'm going to throw Caitlin Clark fans a bone here. She did have 5 turnovers, okay? If you look at her stat sheet, it would include 5 turnovers in this game. But Kelsey Mitchell, instead of you having a 30-point game, Kelsey Mitchell, you had a 24-point game, because 3 of those turnovers that was counted towards Caitlin Clark was actually your fault. All you had to do was catch the ball, and you had a layup. You literally had a layup. Because Caitlin Clark is so good at getting the rebound, looking up the court, and finding whoever's leaked out. And she did it 3 times with you, and you fumbled the ball all 3 times. All 3 times. You had surefire layups 3 times. If you just cast the ball, you would have had a 30-piece game. And we probably ain't even talking about injuries like we doing today. We probably be talking about you and what Caitlin Clark did getting you them balls, because you leaked out and Caitlin Clark found you up court after she got the ball. Little things like that, I get it. It's on Caitlin Clark's stats. I get it. But watching the game, if you watch the game, you know 3 of those turnovers actually is on Kelsey Mitchell. All she had to do was catch the ball. Catch the ball, make the layup. We having a different conversation today. ESPN ain't talking glory about injuries. Fox Sports ain't talking glowingly about injuries. We'll probably say she had a good game. She tried everything she could, but it was an L, and Caitlin Clark is up 3-0 on injuries. That's what we'd have been saying today. If Kelsey Mitchell just would have caught the ball and laid it up. Matter of fact, one of the plays made by injuries is her catching the ball over two defenders and making a layup while getting fouled. You see the difference? One caught the ball, made the layup, and got an and one. The other one fumbled it three times, and that's 6 points left off the board, and you only lost by one. That's just me doing math, man. That's just me. That's just how I look at the game. You might not agree with it, but this is how I look at the game, being fair down the middle. Three of them turnovers shouldn't be counted against Caitlin Clark. Should be counted against Kelsey Mitchell. Just that's my opinion. Even though she had a great game, 24 points, 5 of 10 from 3, 8 from 18 from the field, I get it. She could have had 30 points, though. She could have had 30 points. Easily. She easily could have had 30 points if she just would have caught the ball from Caitlin Clark and made the layup. And Caitlin Clark put it on point all three. She put it on point all three times. Right on point. But hey, shout out to injuries. Hell of a game. A game that I wanted to see from injuries ever since she got drafted to the WNBA. Because we know all the talk was going to be on Caitlin Clark for obvious reasons, but the fact that injuries put her best performance up against her biggest rival, because the media and the fans have made it that. Not saying injuries and Caitlin Clark has made it a rivalry. They understand how the media and fans work, so they understand that they're going to call it a rivalry, and they're just going to play their game. And for her to do it on this stage when the world's watching, it wasn't nothing else to watch. Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., everybody's watching this game. And to put that performance up injuries, I am so proud of you. Way to go. That's how you do it. Keep it going. Keep it going, all right? Now, let's get you ready for the week. It's pretty much going to be a short week in the W, all right? No games tonight, okay? No games tonight. We'll go to tomorrow. Tomorrow is only one game tomorrow. It is Commissioner's Cup Championship. Up in New York City, where the New York Liberty will defend their crown against the Minnesota Lynx. Ladies, we owe them this one. We met them in Minnesota about 2-3 weeks ago, and they whooped our ass. Kelly McBride, remember I told you earlier about Kelly McBride when she had a stronger game against But if she's on, it's nights out. Yeah. She did it against us. She went off. She hit like 7 threes on us. And we got our ass blown out in Minnesota. So we owe them one. Okay? We owe them one because Kelly McBride went off on our ass. And it was nothing we could do. The Fisher Cow didn't even need to do much because that's how bad they whooped our ass in Minnesota. So we owe them one. It's in our building. It's in our city. Even though I stay in Jacksonville, Florida. We owe them one, Liberty. Get it done. Defend the crown. Win that extra money again. Win that cup again. And let it be known to the Minnesota Lynx. You got us once, but you won't get us again. All right? So they do that. That's the only game tomorrow for Tuesday. No games on Wednesday. Remember I said this is a light week for DW. This is a light week. So Thursday, we have a quadruple header on Thursday beginning at 1 p.m. Speaking of the Minnesota Lynx, after they finish playing in New York, they head down to Dallas to take on the Dallas Wings at 1 p.m. On NBA TV at 7 p.m., the Connecticut Suns are in the Capitol to take on the Washington Mystics. Also at 7 on Prime Video, the Las Vegas Aces are in the Chi-Town to take on Chicago Sky. We are talking Angel Reese versus Asia Wilson. I am looking forward to that game. I am really looking forward to that game. I want to see Kennedy Carter go up against Jackie Young. I'm looking for that battle. So I got two matches I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for Kennedy Carter and Jackie Young head up. And I'm looking forward to Asia Wilson and Angel, matter of fact. Now that I think about it, it might not be Angel Reese against Asia Wilson. It's going to be Angel Reese versus Camila Cardoso.
Look here.
Two rookies on the sky going against who is the best player in the W. Oh, my God. This Thursday night, 7 p.m., going to be juicy. I'm looking forward to that one. Oh, I'm looking forward to that game. And then after that game on Prime Video at 10 p.m., Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah, Boston, and company of the Indiana Fever. They head up to Seattle to take on the Gold Mama Jude Lord in Seattle Storm. So at 7 p.m., I get the best player in the WNBA, Najee Wilson, taking on a couple of rookies in Camila Cardoza and Angel Reese. That's going to be fun. And then after that game, I get Caitlin Clark against either the Gold Mama and Jude Lord or the point guard herself, the Skylar Diggins-Smith. Ooh. And then Aaliyah Boston going against, you know, Anike Ogumike. Oh, my Lord. Thursday night's going to be lovely. Thursday night's going to be lovely. I can't wait for Thursday night. Like, but and this is the week that we got. Well, first in order of business for me, personally, Tuesday night, tomorrow night, my Liberty needs to defend the Commissioner's Cup, go back-to-back with it, and send a message to the Minnesota Lynx that you whooped our ass up in Minnesota. That was not. It's not going to happen in New York, okay? That's first order of business. And then Thursday night, because there's no games Wednesday. Man, Thursday night's looking juicy. Oh, my gosh. Look, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m.? Prime Video, it is on Thursday, all right? And that's pretty much it until Friday show when I get you ready for the weekend. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. I appreciate y'all joining me today. In about 90 minutes from now, I'll be heading over to the Real Colors YouTube channel to join my man Kool McCain to talk some wrestling. Because, hey, a lot took place in wrestling over the weekend. A lot took place. Debuts don't happen. Interesting debuts don't happen. And, TNA had a little something going on as well. AEW got personal when it comes to the AEW championship. So that's going to be fun over at 6:30 p.m. And then outside of that, like I said, be on the lookout for the Playmakers Bar website for more articles and some possibly some breaking news happening on the website, depending on how things go. Trying to do some more stuff with the brand that I have. And I appreciate that people who helped me build this brand to where it is and where it's going to go going forward. So I appreciate y'all. Hit that notification button on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube so you can tune in every time I go live or every time I put a show out. And outside of that, subscribe on every platform that you listen to, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, wherever you find your podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in, and I'm out.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.